Okay, we are on Memhema Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. We are in the sugya of Muksa, which dealing with certain Tanaim. Who did they hold like? Did they hold like Rav Shimon? Did they hold like Rav Yehuda? We discussed Rabbi Shita. We discussed Rav Yochanan Shita. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing Rav Yochanan Shita. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud had assumed that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And we tried to bring a proof to that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda from the fact that there was a story that Rav Abba and Rav Asi went to visit. Where is it? Rav Abba and Rav Asi were visiting Rav Abba de Min Kippa, and then a menorah fell on Rav Asi's cloak, and they wouldn't be metaltal. Isn't it because Rav Asi is a talmid of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? It's like my right answer. No, we're talking about a menorah, and by a menorah it's different. That everybody agrees that a menorah is also to be metaltal. Which raisa is that? So let's pick that up. Menarta Shani, third to last skinny line. Menarta Shani, menorah is different. Amar Vacha Barcharina, Amar Vasi, meaning menorah is different, and therefore even Rav Shimon would hold that it's also to move, and therefore this story is not a proof that Rav Yochanan would hold like Rav Yehuda. Menarta Shani, Amar Vacha Barcharina, Amar Vasi, Horu Reish Lachish Bitzidon, menorah, and he tells us, Biyado Achas Botalatala, Bishteyada Vasalatala, a menorah that can be moved with one hand, you can move on Shabbos. It's a small one, but b'shteyadav, if you need two hands, it's also to be metaltalit. That's shitas reish lakish. Rabbi Yochanan amar, anu ein lanu ela b'ner k'Rab Shimon. When it comes to ner, we hold like Rab Shimon. Aval b'not ner, right, which in the language of the Gemara is a bowl, which they used to put oil in. So that we hold like Rab Shimon, meaning that's not muksa. What muksa is that? So look at Tosfos. We had this in the Mishnah earlier, but that just points out at the bottom. Tosfos Pirish, but muksa machbas mius tahayu near yashan shalosh likabamos haShabbos. Right, the Mishnah that we had a couple of days ago, that's muksa machbas mius. So Rav Shimon does not hold the muksa machbas mius, and therefore when it comes to ner, that's what we hold that it's mutter. Ava menorah, back to the Gemara. Bein nitla biyado achas, bein nitla b'sheyado vasal taltala. But Rabbi Yochanan says, even according to Rabbi Shimon, he would agree that you can't move the menorah. Right, so therefore that's the end of the proof of the Gemara, that this story wouldn't be a raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because even Rabbi Shimon would agree that the menorah would be muksa. But now the Gemara just wonders, why is it that the menorah is muksa to move? Why would Rabbi Shimon agree to this? What type of muksa is this? Or is it muksa, or is it some other reason that you're not allowed to move it? The time am I, third to last line, Rabbi Rav Yossi Damei Chavayu, Hoel Va'adam Kovea Lo Makom. Since a person is koveya makom for the menorah, it is a type of kli that you put down. Once you put it down, you leave it there. You let it sit. You don't have any plans to move it. So therefore, that is a problem. How about them koveya lo makom? So if you remember, we had this language a couple of days ago. Remember when we had in the Mishnah back on Mabez, when we spoke about putting a bowl under a kli, Einos a kli tachzat hanela kaba bo asa shemen. So we had the principle of mevatel kli mehechano. You're not allowed to be mevatel a kli from its state of readiness, and therefore you're not allowed to be mevatel. So what was wrong with that? Why can't you be mevatel a kli from a state of readiness? So we had the 3 days in the Rishonim, 2 days of Rashi, two different Rashis, and 1 day of the Ritva. But the way Rashi explained mevatel kli mechano in his Pirush on the Mishnah, he says because you're being koveya lo makom umechabro betit v'dami lo malacha. Rashi there uses the same lashon kovel. You're being setting it in this place, and it's as if you're like cementing it in, and you're building something. Dami la malacha. Remember Tosfos that said that the Rashi later on says it's soser, not bone. And then the Ritva had the third lashon of miut b'kavet Shabbos. But that's where Rashi seems to get this the language from. That if you're putting a kli down in a place where you're not going to use it anymore, so that itself is aser on Shabbos. Is it a light one or just a heavy one? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't matter. Either one, that's what he would extend it, or at least he would make a gzera one mishum the other, as we'll see in a minute. But at least for sure, that is the shita of Reish Lakish, that only a heavy one. But even Rabbi Yochanan who says a light one, maybe that's also the reason he's goes there one mishum the other. Amalei by Rav Yosef, second to last line, Barakilas Chasanim Dada Kovelo Makom. 1 second, says Abaya. That can't be the answer to menorah, because I have another kli, which is a kilas chasanim. A kilas chasanim is, picture a canopy bed, but not a regular canopy bed that we have four poles. Well, so you have two poles, one at the head of the bed and one at the foot of the bed, and you hang a sheet over the pole, and it hangs down, so it doesn't go out on top. There's no real roof, but it just goes down. So it says, Abayat Rav Yosef, Akilas Chasanim, which is a canopy bed, doesn't kaveilo makom, v'yamar Shmuel ba Rebbe Chiya. And we know that Rav Shmuel said in the name of Rebbe Chiya, Akilas Chasanim, Mutzul and Toso, Mutzul Farka B'Shabbos. We know you're allowed to put it up and take it down on Shabbos. And that's a kli that which you are kaveilo makom. You're setting it in the place and you're not planning to use it. So therefore, how is that mutter? If any time you're kaveilo makom to a big kli, it's us or a Shabbos. How could this be mutter? And Rashi just points out here on the top, mutter lintosa, the stam kilas chasanim ain lo gag tefach, as I just explained. A stam kilas chasanim, we're not talking about a case where you have an isser of ohel. To be defined as an ohel, you need a tefach airspace across underneath. So here, as we just described, it goes straight down, and therefore there's no airspace. You have two poles, one on either side of the bed, and you hang the sheet up. If anything more than that, so that would be a problem of ohel. Forget kovei al makom, but that is that's mishum ohel. So anyways, it says abaya. That can't be the reason for menorah. Right? Menorah is usher to move. So you have to find a different reason why menorah is usher to move. According to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, so Elo Amar Abaya Bishel Chulios. Abaya says, no, the type of menorah that we're talking about is one that was made up of different parts. They're put together. Chulios is one part fitting into another part. So that's why. So what's the problem? What's the problem with Chulios? So look at Rashi, important Rashi. Rashi is Bishel Chulios, Biminorah Shel Prakim, Shema Tipol. Maybe it'll fall apart as you're moving it because it's made of parts. V'tisparek, V'yachzirena, V'nimsa Osekli. Maybe it's going to fall apart, and therefore you're going to put it back together, and you're going to make a kli. And because we're worried that you're going to make a kli, that's why you're not allowed to move it in the first place. So we'll talk about which malacha it is in a minute. But that's the issue here, asiyas kli. Ihachis, let's go back to the Gemara for a minute. My time of Dershim Melach Deshari. If this is the case that we're talking about a menorah shel chulios, so what's the reason? Remember, a shlokish was machalik between a big and a small menorah. Rabbi Yochanan says all menorahs are usser, big and small. Reish Lakish on the bottom had said a big menorah is usser, a small menorah is mutter. So if we're talking about chulios, this chash of it falling apart and putting it back together, what's the difference if it's a big or a small menorah? So the Gemara answers, my chulios ke'ein chulios. Really, the case that is under discussion in this machlokes, it's not made of parts, chulios, but it's ke'ein chulios. It's a case which looks like it's made of parts. The isbe chidki, it has scratches, it has types of grooves on the kelim. So the onlooker will look and think that it's made of various parts. And whatever you're doing, they will think that they will be allowed to do that as well. Right? Rashi is man dechazi. Right? That has to do with the issue of marasayin. Hilka, so says the Gemara. Chulios ben gdola ben ktana asur lataltala. In a case where really it's made of various parts, so then for sure it's asur to be lataltala, because there's a gzeira that it might come to fall apart, and you might come to put it back together, which would be a malacha of asiyas kli. Gedola nami de ispe chidki. And even if you have a large menorah, which is not made of parts, but it only looks like it's made of parts, that as chidki, it has these scratches on it, these grooves, so gzeira atu gedola. So everybody also in that case would agree that your gozer, the big one which has grooves, up to the big one which is made of parts. Because most big ones are made of parts. And the onlooker will see that and think, hey, you're allowed to move that, so I'm going to move it too. And they might come to violate the Isser of Asiyas Kli eventually. Keep pligi. So what's the machlokas under discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Where Rabbi Yochanan says both big and small are Asser, and Reish Lakish says only big is Asser and small is Mutter. Biktana de Isba Chidki. A small menorah, which is not made of parts, only looks like it's made of parts, meaning it only has these ridges on it. Mar savar gazrinun, mar savar lo gazrinun. That's the machlokas. Reish Yochanan says that in that case, where goes there even a small one with chidki, with these scratches and ridges, up to a small one with made of parts. Reish Lakish says, no, you don't have to worry about that, because most small ones are not made of parts. If it's a small one, it's one piece. And therefore, you don't have to make a gzera. So that is all a second opinion. What's the machlokas between Reish Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Remember, what are we talking about? We're talking about, there's a story in the Gemara where there was an isser to be metaltel a menorah that fell on somebody's coat. So the question is, why can't you move that menorah, that big candelabra? There's a machlokas 2 days in the Gemara, why not? A, because you're being koveil o makom, you're setting it in a place where you're not going to move it anymore. A, and the question is, lamaisa, where does that have any halachic ramifications? What if you move a big bookcase? You know, is that kovei lo makom? You're setting it in a place where it's not going to be moved. The post can discuss it a little bit. That's A. But B, we rejected that. Abai rejects that. It says no. The machlokas is about a durabanan. That are we worried about a case where something might fall, the menorah might fall apart if it's made of pieces, and are we gozer a case that looks like it's made of pieces unto a case which is not made of pieces, unto a case which is made of pieces. Right, so the question was, is the Kilas Chasanim really parallel? Doesn't seem like you're being Kovei Lo Makom as much. I guess in the question, he assumed you were. He assumed that once you set it up, Mikra Din, it's mutter to move around, even though generally you don't. Because that's how you have to understand the question. Yeah,
Seth. The case of
Chidki,
isn't that
Xeru Lexeru? Isn't that Xeru? So let's talk about that right now. Is Chidki Xeru Lexeru? What are we worried about? Right, so the case of the chidki, let's think about it again, where it goes there that you're not allowed to use this because people might see and come to violate a CS kli. So is that a gzera l'gzera? What is a CS kli? What malacha are we talking about? And is it a daraisa or is it a drabanan? So Tosis already points out, Tosis decholios, Chulias begdola begtana asuros a kashalari. Tosva says there's a major kasha here. The Parabes debates. We have a machlokas in a few places in Shas called Yesh binyan bekalim or Ein binyan bekalim. So it's very lamaisa when it comes to opening cans and bottles and all that kind of stuff on Shabbos. But at least in the Gemara is known as machlokas Ein binyan bekalim ve'ein v'yesh binyan bekalim. And in a couple places it's called a machlokas for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds Yesh binyan bekalim. Beis Hillel says, which we hold, Ein binyan bekalim. Tosfos says, what's this Gemara talking about? Maybe Tosfos is asking, Seth, your question. Ein binyan bekalim. So if it's Ein binyan bekalim, what's the most we're talking about is a durabanan. So we're talking about a durabanan. What kind of gzera goes there, mishum this? Gzera look gzera. So it says, Tai, Gimel Dvarim, Rebbe Gimel Machmer, Kebe Shammai, V'chashiv Ein Zofen, Esa Menorah. Setting up the menorah is a machloka Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Umash but the Beis Hillel Shari. Beis Hillel matters that. Umfar Shashim be Gemara. I'm in Tosis Cholios. Gemara explains there. Hacha be Berar Shal Cholios has Kidon. Bishub de Bechzi Kabonem. The Beis Shammai Savri Yesh Binyan Bekelem. Yesh Dir Bekelem. U Beis Hillel Savri Ein Binyan Bekelem. Alma Shari Beis Hillel Menar Shal Cholios Lahachzir. So what's our Gemara talking about? We all like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds Ein Binyan Bekelem. So what's our Gemara? Where goes there? Bishub that you might come to put it back together if it comes apart. So what's the whole Gemara talking about? If we're only worried about a drabanan, you know, it doesn't make sense. So it says Tosfos, let's get to the last line, Vatirat Ri. No. The Hussa Mayri Kagon Shahulios Mukhubaran Yachad. The Inam Misparkin. Upa'amim Matinosan Upa'amim Zokfinosan. Tosfos has a tremendous ukimta. What exactly is the case over there that says Ein Binyan Bekalim? That's a case where it doesn't totally come apart. It's mechubar and yachad, they're connected, the einam is parkin, there's like a way to separate them, but they'll still be connected. So there, that's where the Gemara says, ein binyan bekalim. Mashma from Tosfos, that what? That there is a lot of, there are many cases that you would say yesh binyan bekalim. In other words, Tosfos is limiting that principle. Ein binyan bekalim does not always apply. And this is Tosfos L'shitaso. Tosfos in two other places in Masechta Shabbos. If you look, we discussed this in a Tuesday night shiur a couple of weeks ago. If you look, I don't know if your chelik of the Gemara has it. If you look in Ayin Dalad Amid Beis, you have that? Ayin Dalad Amid Beis, the other, next one you're not going to have, Kuf Beis. But Ayin Dalad Amid Beis, the Gemara there has a, says if you make a barrel or an oven on Shabbos, you're chayiv 7 karbanos. If you do it peshogeg, you're chayiv 11 karbanos. And the Rishonim discuss which malachas. Which malachas? The Gemara doesn't say. So the Gemara said, some Rishonim say these 7 or those 7. So Tosfos there, when he again, the Gemara is describing making a barrel and making an oven. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, who after giving his list of the 7 malachas that you're chayiv for making an oven or a barrel on Shabbos, Rashi says, but I didn't put bona on this list because of Ein Binyan Bekalim. Tosfos there says, Itosfos Chavita, V'yei Nireh. No way. Tadavka b'machzer mito menorah shel chulios amrina d'Ein Binyan Bekalim. Tosfos l'shitaso. Tosfos says, no. When do you say Ein Binyan Bekalim? That's only where you're putting things back together. Aval, k'sh'osa l'gamre kol ha'kli, b'chayiv mishem bona. But if you're making a kli in the first place, of course there's binyan bekalim. And Tosa says the same thing on the, he says, Kedamrinim Peresha Bone, and it says on Kuf Beis, Tosa there says it also, Haiman Da'al Shulta Bukufina Demara, if you put this type of handle in a hoeing instrument, Chaimishim Bone, that Shita's Rav. So all the Rishonim there say, how could Rav say this? But Bali Tosos and the Ramban and the Rashba follow Bali Tosa and say, no, Ein Binyan Bekalim is a very limited principle. Really, we do say Eish Binyan Bekalim, if A, you're making the entire Kli, B, if it takes a craftsman to put it back together, that's Tosa's language later on, but that is Shitas Tosas. That's Tosas L'Shitaso to hear, where he in implicitly is already saying that the principle of Ein Binyan Bekalim is limited. There can be a halacha of Yesh Binyan Bekalim Mida Oraisa, even according to Beis Hillel. So Seth, that would be the malacha that we're talking about here. The problem is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi in a number of places in those sugyas rejects the concept of Ein Binyan Bekalim totally. Rashi says Ein Binyan Bekalim period. He doesn't seem to hold of any Binyan Bekalim. So the question is, what would Rashi do with this Gemara? So what are the other possibilities? What else would Rashi do with this Gemara? So the other way to look at it is that the Gemara never says Bona here. The Gemara says that you're chayim for asiyas kli. So Rashi doesn't say making a kli is mutter. He just says it's not defined as Bona. But it could be Makom HaPadash, as we're going to get to B'Hashem tomorrow. Just foreshadowing a little bit, Menachem is going to talk about it. But if you look at the Gemara, Memzayim and Aleph talks about a mita shal tarsiyim, making a bed of a type of tarsiyim. Tosas uses that as one of the big rayas that there is bone bekalim by sometimes, because the Gemara there says chayiv. So you just peek at Rashi on the fourth wide line on Memzayim and Aleph. Rashi says, by the way, chayiv yishamakim apatish. So Rashi might not be arguing lemaisa, but he's saying that's not bone. At least in Mundus, there's a machlokas which malacha it is.
Okay.
That's
Cholios, but then Chitti is
Atu Cholios. Right, so Chitti is Atu Cholios.
Cholios is that you might come do Malacha, so then it's...
Right, so why isn't that a two-step? Okay, so I guess you have to assume that's Kulachad Xerahi. That's not really a two-step. You're doing something which could lead people to do an Isser Daraisa. You wouldn't say, you're doing Chitki, but they're not going to... I guess you have to say, you're doing Chitki, and they're not going to know it is Chitki. They're going to think it's Cholios, and therefore they're going to go, so it's not Xerah. It's just one step. Okay, and by the way, the Mishnah Brura, when he quotes this halacha about the Cholios, he quotes that our menorahs, our leichters, are made up of parts. So that wasn't so long ago, 75 years ago, 100 years ago. He says, "Lofin mashiv esbar b'sibzeh osel taltal neir shalonu shakor leichter avo bishol likabo miolam shari asuyim shaprakim." So the Chora, a lot of our leichters are not made of different parts, so they wouldn't have this. So they might have other issues of chesr and kiss or muksam achmas isser if they were used. But they wouldn't have this issue. Okay, continues the Gemara. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. So now we're back to the issue. We've just said the past 25 lines that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Is it true that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Gesta Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like all anonymous Mishnais. Vitznan. And the Mishnah says in Kalim, which we had a couple days ago, Muchni Shalom. Remember the case? You have the wagon and you have the wheel on the wagon. Again, let's go with that pshat. That was Rashi. A lot of other pshatim in the Rishonim. But at least Rashi says that the mukhni is a wheel. So bizvashi yinishmet says, when the wheel comes apart from the wagon, ein chibur la, then it is not a chibur to it. Meaning, let's say if the one becomes tummy, the other one does not become tummy. The einim devasima, and it is not measured with it in terms of classifying this kli as makabel tumah or not. If a kli is too large over a certain shear, so then it's not makabel tumah. So therefore, but you don't measure the wheel with the wagon here because it comes apart. The ein matzelasima ba'ol ameis. There's a difficult line to understand, but the way the Mefarshim explained Rashi over there is that, let's say you're going over a Beis HaKaris, you're going over some type of Tumah, and the wagon itself has a tefach space underneath the floor of the wagon. So the stuff in the wagon, the kalim in the wagon, are not going to be tamei from the korbs from the cars underneath, because there's an ohel, and the ohel blocks the tumah. The question is, though, what if the stuff in the wagon goes over the sides of the wagon into the airspace where the wheels are? So does the wheel block the tumah that is underneath? So says the Gemara, no, if the wheel is a separate entity. If the wheel is a separate entity, so the wheel is makabel tumah, so the wheel is makabel tumah, so it doesn't stop from the tumah going through, and therefore the tumah that hangs over the sides is going to become tummy. That's when the wheel is nishmetas. Ve'igoranos ha'b'shabes, v'meishiyish ha'le'amos, and also you're not allowed to roll these wheels on Shabbos when it has money on it. That's the Mishnah. So Gemara is Medayik, Ein Olei Hamos, Sharyo. But if there was no money on it right now, L'chor would be mutter to move it. V'yafakat Tahavi Olei Ben Hashmashus. Even though it had money on it, all Ben Hashmashus. Which says that this Mishnah seems to be like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon is the one that does not hold of Migud Eskatsoi Ben Hashmashus, Eskatsoi L'kula Yoma. Right? So that's the Kasha of Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan holds that Halacha is like Reb Yehuda by Muksa, and the Halacha is always like Stam Ash Nisan. So this Stam Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. So how can he hold like Halacha is like Reb Yehuda and the Halacha is like Stam Mishnah? So Amar Reb Zera. No. Limit the Mishnah to Hey Mishnah Seinu Shalom Hayu Olam Moed Kabein Hashmashus. No, interpret the Mishnah that it's about a case where money was not on this Mukhani Olam Bein Hashmashus. So therefore, you could say the author of the Mishnah is like a Yehuda. You're right. In a Chinami, if the money was there Olam Bein Hashmashus, it would be Mukse. It would be a Basis. But interpret the Mishnah that it wasn't on there Olam Bein Hashmashus. Shlo Lishbar Dvarav Shor Rabbi Yochanan. So we could keep intact the words of Rabbi Yochanan. We don't have to reinterpret him. So that's how we end up Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi Pamachas Halach Rebbe L'diuspra V'har B'menorah Rabbi Shimon B'ner. One time Rebbe went to this place and he paskined B'menorah K'Rabbi Shimon B'ner. He paskined by menorah like Rabbi Shimon by a ner, like by the oil holder. So what does that mean? Iboyelahu. So we don't know what exactly that he meant. Horeb B'menorah K'Rabbi Shimon B'ner L'hetera. Did that line of Hipaskin b'menorah like Reb Shimon b'ner, did that mean just like Reb Shimon paskin leheter by ner, Hipaskin leheter by menorah? Is that what the statement meant? It's one psak he's giving, but he's giving a parallel, just like Reb Shimon paskin mutter, so do I paskin mutter? Odilma, or he's giving two psakim. Hora b'menorah leisura, or Reb Shimon b'ner lehetera. Right? That is two different psakim. Hipaskin like menorah leisur, kama, and like Reb Shimon leheter by menorah. So Gemara says teku. Right, the Gemara doesn't know, and we'll leave it up to you, Eliyahu HaNavi. Is that a used lamp or not? Well, Reb Shimon does not aser a used lamp, right? He doesn't hold a muksa machmas iser. Reb Shimon machmas mius. Reb Shimon matters using moving around in air. While it's lit, maybe not. But we'll get to that on Amud Beis while it's lit. But if afterwards, he doesn't hold the Muksa Machmas Mias. Just to remind those of you who are here on Yantif, just the thought we said about the teiku. I don't think I've said it on the tape yet. So the question that I heard B'Shem Rav Levi Yitzchak was, why does the Gemara all over the many times say he's teiku? Why not meku? Teiku Tishbi Atari. What's Eliyahu HaNavi? Moshe Rabbeinu is our Rebbe. He's the one. It's Taras Moshe. So why doesn't it say meku? It only sounds strange because we're not used to it. But if it would say meku all over, we'd accept that too. Moshe Yatari is Kushav Abayas. Why Dafi Eliyahu HaNavi? So Rebbe Yitzchak says that if you read the Torah in Parashas Zos Habracha, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right? V'yikvaro Osa. Kadosh Baruch Hu buried him. That's what we learn in the mitzvah. Ma'hu kover mesim, ma'fatal kover mesim. Eliyahu HaNavi lo mes. Right? Eliyahu HaNavi comes up all over. Right? In Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, we have a story about Eliyahu HaNavi. He comes up when he's going into the Churva and Brachas. Eliyahu HaNavi is still around. You can only paskin if you're still alive, if you're still involved in the world. If you still know what's going on, he's still involved in life, so then you could paskin. Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, Torah's Moshe. But the applicability, since he died, he's not going to be able to paskin loss of love. That's what Levi Yitzchak says. That's why Dafka Tishbi Yataris. He's still involved in the world. He's still keeping the Torah. That's what he mentioned from the Beis HaLevi and Pashas Yisro. That's what he mentioned. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim. What was the Malachim wanted to keep the Torah? What do you mean? How could the Malachim keep the Torah? The Torah is for human beings. So the Beis HaLevi said they wanted to darshan the Torah at least. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, you can't even darshan the Torah. Only the people who keep the Torah have the ability to interpret the Torah and darshan the Torah. So related to that, that's what we quoted. This is Levi Yitzchak. Okay, so that's why I take you. Rav Malkia, Iklo Lebe Rav Simloi, V'tilta Shraga Be'ikpid Rav Simloi. Rav Malkia, once visited Rav Simloi, he moved the Shraga, he moved the, this light, this Ner Shekava, Rashi says, that went out by Rav Shimon, and Rav Simloi was makbid about it. He was upset that he did it. Rav Yosef Lila, Iklo Lasvid Rav Yosef Rechanina, V'tilta Shraga Be'ikpid Rav Yosef Rechanina. Again, the host was upset. Rav Yavo, Ki Iklo Lasvid Rav Shimon Levi, Havi Metalta Shraga, when he visited Rabbi Shimon Levi, he used to be Metaltalit. Kiyakla last year, Rabbi Yochanan, lo Rabbi Metalta Shraga, he wouldn't. So Gemara is Manavshach, who does he hold like? Ikrib Yudha Sphere Lay, Levik Rabbi Yehuda. Ikrib Shimon Sphere Lay, Levik Rabbi Shimon. So do like one or do like the other. Why does he switch his behavior wherever he is? So Gemara says, the Olam, Rabbi Shimon Sphere Lay, really holds like Rabbi Shimon and that it's mutter to move it. Umishim Kvoto, the Rabbi Yochanan, who, Delo Havi Ovid. But because he had covet for the Mar the Asra, held his Asr, he held like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why he wouldn't move it. But really, fundamentally, he held like Rabbi Shimon. right? If you're allowed to be machmir on yourself in order for the covet of the others, right? The someone points out here, does Rashi? Right, Rashi says, he's really, you can't say the opposite. Really, he held usser, but for the covet of the person who held mutter, he was metaltalit. That doesn't work. You can't violate things that you think are usser. You could do the other way. So that's why it has to be, that he yelled like it was mutter, but therefore he was just machron himself in the case of isser. Amr Behuda, first wide line. Shraga de Mishcha Shari Latiltula, Dinafta Usir Latiltula. Rabbi Yehuda says that a shraga, a nair that they use for oil, shari l'tutula, that you can, right, that you could move after it's lit. Dinafta, but if the fuel that was used was naft, so then asir l'tutula, it smells very bad, and therefore it really makes the nair that it was used in, it makes it disgusting, and therefore it wouldn't be able to be used. If you look at Rashi here, interestingly, Rashi says, Aval benafta, third to last Rashi, to misrach, afilu Reb Shimon moda, to lo chazi el ol malachto. Even Reb Shimon is moda. What do you mean Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon doesn't hold a muksamach mazmias. We just said that in the bottom toast in the previous Amud. Right? What do you mean muksamach mazmias? So the way the Ritva says Beferish and the way that Rashi seems to be interpreted, and there's a line of Tosfos like this too, this must be very Mias. Even though Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Muktamachas Mias in general, but Muktamachas Mias Tfei, even Rav Shimon would hold that's Muksa. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to be metaltalit. Right? So that's what, I mean, there are Muktamachas Mias cases that come up all the time. Let's say you have a baby's diaper. Why are you allowed to move it? So A, it could be, there's something called Graf Shel Rei, which we'll get to, the heter of Graf Shel Rei, which you're allowed to move it out. But it also relates to this, Muktamach Mazmias. Things, if you don't need to move it, and they're Mos, then you wouldn't be able to move it. But here, this is a case that according to the first opinion in the Gemara, according to Rav Yehuda, even Rav Shimon would agree to this level of Muktamach Mazmias. But, let me just finish the Machlokes, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damer Shavayo, Denaftanami, Sherla Tatula, no, but Rabbi Rav Yosef, they said even Denaft, even Rav Shimon wouldn't agree to that. He rejects all types of Muktamach Mazmias. Yeah. I don't know how to draw the line, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to draw the line, which Muktamach Mazmias would Rav Shimon agree to and which wouldn't, I'm not sure. How do you draw a line to Graf Shel Rei? Well, when we get into Graf Shel Rei, we'll have to define what that is. That's not just Mias disgusting, but regular Muktamachas Mias doesn't mean you don't want to have it in your house. So you have a disgusting candelabra that you're not going to use. Doesn't mean you can't have it in your house. It doesn't smell. Graf Shel Rei is you have to get it out. So that's the machlokas about naft. So Rav Avi, the Gemara tells a story now related. Rav Avi, ikla be Rava, davi meisun be kari betina. So Rav Avi walks into Rava's house and his shoes are full of mud. A sivia purya kame de Rava. So he takes off his shoes, puts it up on the table, puts it up on the couch. So ipid Rava. Rava thinks to himself, what is this guy doing? He didn't wipe his feet when he came in. What's he putting his shoes on my couch for? Boy, let's see. So Rava wants to get at him a little bit. So halavai, we should get at people by asking kashas. Right, but he's not insulting him, he's a boy, let's see. He wants to even mitzar him a little bit, so therefore he wants to ask him a tough kasha that he can't answer. So Amalei, so he says, my time a rubber of Yosef Damar Shavayu Shraga Nefter Nami Shari Lututula. What's the reason for this second opinion we just had in the Gemara? That Rabbi and Rav Yosef say that by a nair of naft, even though it's so putrid smelling, it's still mutter to be metalta. So Amalei, Rav Avya was not to be outdone, he knows the answer. Ho'o v'chazi l'chasuyeh b'mana. No. Why is it muksa? Because you're right, you can't use it as is, but you can turn it over and put it on top of a kli. You want to use it as a cover for something. So the Gemara says, 1 second. You could use it for that, therefore it's not muksa. Ela mayata called sroros shebechatzer metaltalin, hovachazlechasuyibimhumana. So every rock in your backyard is not muksa. Because every rock in your backyard you can use, right? If you notice, this was similar, we mentioned yesterday, akasha that the Hagosa Shri asked on the daya that says that pets aren't muksa. Remember that's a toast. So the Hagos Hashri said, but what do you mean? If you say pets, you could give to a Tino to play with. So everything in the world you could give to a Tino to play with. So you forget Muksa. So obviously he got that line from this line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, what do you mean? You could use it to, if it's disgusting. You could still use it to cover up a kli. Every rock in your backyard you could use to cover up a kli. So the Gemara answers no. There's a difference. Amar le ha ika toras kli aleha hani leka toras kli aleha. No, there's a difference. When something has the halachic status of a kli, so then to lose that status is difficult. You can't lose that status of a kli if it can still be used for something. It can still be used to cover up the kli. Masha'enkin by the rocks, that doesn't have a Torah's kli. So even though you're right, you could be mazmin it, you could think about it before Shabbos to make it into a kli. But if it's inherently not a kli in the first place, you can't just make it into a kli. It's harder to destroy the status of a kli than to not give it a status of a kli in the first place. So that's the difference between this nair and the rocks. And the Gemara says, Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa that also discusses this idea? Hashirayim, turning over, Hashirayim, Anazamim, Vatabos, if you have this jewelry, bracelets, and Anazamim, and our nose rings, Vatabos, our finger rings, so it says that these jewelry can wear them in the chatzer. What do you mean in the chatzer? So Tosas quote, I'm sorry, Rashi quotes the Gemara later on. We're gonna have a couple of prakim dealing with hotzah. Remember we said that the probably a third of Masechah Shabbos, or a little bit less than that, maybe is all about the melacha of hotzah. So after we have hatmana, after we have the fourth parak, we're gonna have a couple of prakim about hotzah. What could a behema wear going out? What could an isha wear going out? All different aspects of hotzah. So the Gemara there discusses there are different reasons why you might not be able to walk out with something on Shabbos. A, it might be called a burden, not a malbush, or it might be called a masui if I'm carrying a sitter. You know, I can't carry that out without an eruv, because that's not clothing. You can wear clothing, because clothing is bottled to the person. But you can carry something out, as long as it's not called a masui. But that might be one reason why you can't carry something out. B, there might be another reason, that even if it's called a beged, or bottled to you, in some cases, Chazal asserted it, because you might take it off to show it to somebody, and then walk with it. So by different types of jewelry that come off, you're not, the Chazal asserted walking out in a place where there's no eruv, because you might come to show it, right? Rashi says, "Dilma shalfa umachva." You might show it to your friend. So the Gemara, but the idea is here that you're allowed to use these bechatzer in a chatzer as long as you're not going out to Rosh Hasharabim. V'yomar ula maitam. Why? Hoel v'ika toras kli aleha. Because they are rather than they're not. They don't not have the status of a kli. There's a chashash. If you take it out, then you might come to take it off and show it and walk to Alamas. But it has a toras kli. Therefore, it's not muksa. So just like we have the concept there, hachanami hoel v'ika toras kli aleha. So to here, we're using the same concept. Since it has a toras kli, therefore, even though it's mois, it could be used to cover up the other kli. And Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Gemara finishes off the story, Barich Rachmana Dol Kasifei Rava L'Rav Avya. Baruch Hashem, that Rava was not successful in embarrassing Rav Avya. He was trying to embarrass him with a tough kasha. The Gemara doesn't answer that. What about he put his muddy shoes on his sofa? The Gemara doesn't talk about that, but at least Baruch Hashem that he didn't embarrass him. If you remember, you had a similar idea, not exactly, but it's always good to chazer, all the way back on Dav Gimel Amabez. If you remember back on Dav Gimel Amabez, there was a question that Rav asked from Rebbe, and Rebbe answered, and Reb Chiya said, it's good that Rebbe knows his stuff, because you were asking him a mesechta that he wasn't involved in right now, and if he would have been embarrassed, it wouldn't have been good. But he knew his stuff, so therefore, Baruch Hashem, that you didn't embarrass him. So back all the way to Dav Gimel Amabez on top, so if you want to chazer. But here, similar ideas, it's Baruch Hashem that he didn't embarrass him. Fine. Rami Abaye LaRava. Abaye asked the kasha to Rava. To Rava. Tanya, Moser Hashem Hashem Nevi Shepakara Asar Reb Shemin Matir. Right, we had this earlier. The leftover oil in the nair, in the bowl that has the oil, or in the plate, in the bowl. Asar, that's muksa machmas iser. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shemin Matir. Reb Shemin allows you to use it after it goes out. Right, Amal Reb Shemin less like muksa. Right, so that has proven to us that Reb Shemin does not hold the muksa. Reminu, but we have a kasha. Reb Shemin Omer. Reb Shemin says in a Mishnah in Beitza. Same Reb Shimon. Kol she'ein mumo nikar me'erev yantif, ein ze min hamuchan. What's this talking about? It's talking about the halacha of Bechor. Right? If somebody has a firstborn animal, that animal has kedusha of Bechor, and it belongs to the Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen, and he brings it on the Mizbeach, and the specific halachas of Karbanos. You have to be Zorik at the last Mishnah in Ezio Makoman. Habachar v'pesach kashem kalim, shilas b'chom makom mazara. I think v'damatan matana achas, what does it say? I think it's matana achas. One sprinkling on the Mizbeach. But that's the Bechor. And that halacha, by the way, applies to Zman Hazeh. Right? That didn't say, that doesn't have to do with kedushas haaretz b'milua. If you're a farmer today in Eretz Yisrael and you have a maybe not in Eretz Yisrael, mm-hmm. but if you have an animal, firstborn animal, it has kedushas b'char. So what do? You have to make sure it's a carbon. That's kedusha. Kadosh me'rechem. So there are different ways that the farmers and the animal owners get out of this. Some say that if you're mishatef the ownership with a non-Jew, if there's sheet of akum, that might potter the chiyuv of bechar. But again, if somebody has a real bona fide bechar, it's a carbon bezman hazeh. You're not allowed to use it. when are you allowed to use it? When does it, let's say the Kohen has a Vachar, let's say he's out at the Beis HaMikdash. Yet the halacha is, once it gets a mum kavua, then it's mutter for the, it's still called the Kohen's, but it's the moment of the Kohen, he can shechta wherever he wants and eats it. If he gets a mum kavua, a permanent blemish, a mum kavua, and the amum over, let's say he just has a little passing mum, that's not good enough. So with that background, that's the halachas of Bechar. So says Reb Shimon, what about Yantif? Right, we know there's a halacha, ochel nefesh, you'll have a shecht on Yantif and cook on Yantif. So Reb Shimon though says, kol she'ein mumo nikar me'er of Yantif, if the mum on the animal of the Bechar, you have a Bechar in your backyard, it wasn't recognizable before Yantif, and therefore what? The pashtus, what's the reason? And therefore, you put it out of your mind that you're not going to use this animal on Yantif, because you assume you're going to have to bring it to Yerushalayim and bring it as a karban. So even if it would get a mum kavua on Yantif, ein zeh min hamuchan. Says Reb Shimon, it's not mutter, ein zeh min hamuchan. And therefore, it's also to use. So what does it sound like from this Mishnah? Reb Shimon holds a muksa. Because he says, if the mum isn't kavua, if it's nikah before Yantif, ein zeh min hamuchan. So what is Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon doesn't hold any muksa. The Rishonim just point out, Tosfos in Vahatznan and other Rishonim say, maybe there's another reason. Right? We know you're not the Kohen is not allowed to see the mum. By the way, only a Kohen is allowed to, not a Kohen, only a Chacham is allowed to paskin on a mumin. We'll get to it in a minute, but the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin, we learned Sanhedrin last year, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about that there's smicha for different areas of halacha. For Dine Mamanis, there's a separate smicha they used to give. For Dine, for Isser Vehetra, there's a separate smicha. For Yatir Bechoros, there's a separate smicha. Right, you have to know what a mum kavua is. The Gemara even tells a story about Rav. I think it's Rav. Rav spent 18 months with a shepherd in order to learn. Rav, this is Rav. With a shepherd in order to learn what's a mum kavua and what's a mum over. Right, because he wanted to learn the halacha, but yes, it's very difficult. Is this kavu? Is this over? So only a chacham is allowed to paskin that way. That is the halacha. So says Reb Shimon. Say the Rishonim. Maybe the halacha, the reason this is Eimin Amuchan is because there's an iser for a kohen to see for the chacham to see the mum on Shabbos. Nothing to do with muksa. That's what the Rishonim ask, right? So that's a kashalari in the Tosafot Hatznan. My kapara halakha time of the Rishonim. Lami shem muksa elam shem desar v'deim ro'on mumen biyantif. Maybe that's the halakha. What is the isra of rias mumen biyantif? So it could be tikkun, right? You're being misakin now for you to be able to use it. So it could be a tikkun midrabanan, just like you're not allowed to be tovel kalim on yantif or Shabbos or other types of tikkun. Might be other issues, I don't remember. I have to look up the Gemara Beitza again. But that's the, but says Tosfos, maybe that's the reason. But then Tosfos says, but it sounds like from the Lashon, Ein Zeh Min Hamuchan. That sounds like a Muksa Lashon. So therefore, either way, we're back to the question. Does Reb Shimon hold a Muksa or not hold a Muksa? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashin. No, there's a difference. Hasam over there, Adam Yoshiv and Matzapeh, Emasai Dechabe Nero. Usually, Reb Shimon does not hold a Muksa, because people expect let's say in the candle case, they expect the candle to go out, and therefore they're not matz it from their das. They don't assume that it's totally out of mind. They're expecting to use it later on in Shabbos. So that's not muksa. But hacha, in the case of the Bukhar case, Adam Yoshiv Matzapa Masa Yipo Mum, is a person waiting? When is the mum coming? That's not a natural occurrence. It's not like the candle going out. So it's not like they expect it. Member Amr, Miyamar, Darafa Bamumma. No, they think to themselves, who says this animal's ever going to get a mum? Viyatibsalobar, Darafa Bamumma. And if it even gets a mum, Miyamar, Darafa Bamum Kavua. Who says it's going to be a permanent mum? Viyatibsalobar, Darafa Bamum Kavua. And even if it's going to be a permanent mum, Miyamar, Dabzaki, Lechacham. Who says the Chacham is going to come today? Forgetting the, who says I'm going to find the Chacham today to come? Not so many people know how to do it. So therefore, says the Gemara, in that type of case, that's where he would hold its muksa, where you have no idea you're going to be maksa biyadayim. I didn't see the Rishonim discuss it, but lechora, this maybe is parallel, we had yesterday, to the muksas that Reb Shimon agrees to, right? So it's grogros v'tzimukin, or mosers, or the other cases, ke'ein shemen shebener, meaning anything that you're totally maksa biyadayim, and it's lochazi, maybe this seems to have this, you put it out of your mind, according to Reb Shimon, just as much as those cases. Because here you have no idea that there's going to be a mum. Tosfos says you don't need all of these. You don't need it to be like so far out, four shashos. And even if, as long as it's pretty far out, mi yemar, even one mi yemar would be good enough according to Reb Shimon. Yeah?
I mean, the Chalos even has to change the status of the animal.
Right.
So it's a change of Chalos of what the animal was before and after. It's not like a plea that the candle just stopped and went out. It's the same plea before and after.
Right. So, right, so the question was, by a bechor, you know, the animal status is changing. That's true, but that's gets into the issue of paskening on might be a psak. That also might be a psak on yontif. Same, but whether you could change the status of muksa to muchan. But even if you could change a status, we've said if you already maksa something from your mind, you've already put it out of your mind for the entire Shabbos. Right. Why is this different than Tevel? The Gemara said Tevel Muchan Uetzel Shabbos. That's only one. So maybe you're saying maybe you do need all these steps. In Achinami, to make it different than Tevel. Tosas doesn't agree. Tosas in Miyemar, the first Miyemar, he says, Nira, to Kohani Miyemar, to Gemara Rabba Lav Dafka. The Reb Shimon might, because he quotes that Reb Shimon even, Misfara would agree with you, but then Tosaf says, we have another source that says Reb Shimon would matter, even if it appears to him that he has a Mum Kavua before Yatif. Just the Rav didn't come yet, so there's only one Miyemar. Still he would agree that it's Muksa. But you're right, but the question is, what about Tevel? What about Tevel? Tevel is one step removed. But I guess inherently, like we said, Tevel, there's the Chefs is not a problematic, it's just that the Gavra still has an Issa to be Mafresh. So is that here? Maybe here it's different than Tevel. Masha over there by Tevel, the Ritva that we saw on Yontif said that inherently it's not a problem. It's just that the Isser to be Mafresh. But once the Isser Gavra was taken away, so then the Chefsa is fine. Maybe here there is a problem with the Chefsa. Until the like Sui just said, until the Chacham paskins that it has a Mum Kavua, there's a problem in the Chefsa. It's not just that the Gavra has to say that it's Mutter. So maybe that makes it worse than Tevel. Right. So the question is, are you changing the status? Are you changing the status? Okay. Let's continue. Let's try to move. Okay. So Masav Rabbi Rachama. So Rabbi Rachama Asa has a question from Mefir and Adorim B'Shabbos. The last Mishnah in Shabbos. Kufn and Zayin Amar Aleph. Mefir and Adorim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mefir and Adorim. Hafaras Adorim is the husband to the wife. The wife makes a neder, the husband has the right to be mefer, at least certain types of her nedarim on Shabbos. And also for hataras nedarim, and if somebody makes a neder, they could go to a chacham to do hataras nedarim with tzarech Shabbos. In both these cases, you're allowed to do hafaras nedarim and hataras nedarim for Shabbos needs. So the second one, Hataras Adarim, is only specifically for a Shabbos need. The Tanakh, the Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos doesn't say for a Shabbos need. Why are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Because the halacha is that the husband is only allowed to do that biyom shamo, it says in the Pasuk in Matos, on the day that he hears about it. So if he hears about it on Shabbos, you have to do it on Shabbos, or else, you know, you don't have any other time to do it. So the Gemara says, V'amai, why is that true in the Mishnah? V'amai, miyemer demizdakik v'baal. Interestingly, just like we said in Miyemar, that's what Gemara is asking. If we say Miyemar, that a person puts it out of their head that something is going to happen in the future, so why not here? When the woman makes a neder, let's assume before Shabbos, she makes a neder that she's not going to eat something, and then the husband hears about it on Shabbos, so why don't we say that the woman did not expect the husband to hear about it or to do it, Miyemar, and therefore everything's Moksa. So how could the husband change that? The Gemara says, one second. Hasam kudura pinchas mishmei derava. Damra pinchas mishmei derava. Kol noderes adas baile noderes. No, there's a difference. The woman always has the husband in mind. The woman always expects when the husband hears about it that he has the authority to undermine her neder. Therefore, there's a difference between a chacham versus a baal. Tosas, though, here points out something important. What are we talking about here? So she makes a neder. When you make a neder, it's asur ba'achila. Not asur batiltals. What kind of muksa are we talking about? So Tosafot says has two deos, but the first deo has a possibility that you could have a concept of muksa on Shabbos that's just for achila, not latiltal. He says migud is katsoy b'nespashes miachilasam is katsoy lukulayoma. That's a concept called muksa too, and there are various cases in the Rishonim that they talk about this type of muksa that's just muksa la'achila. But either way, it's a chiddush. That's one. Tashma nishal on darshin l'tzarach Shabbos. But says the Gemara. One second. What about the second line, half of that Mishnah? So you explain the first half because that's about the wife and the husband. But the second half is about a taras adarim. That's talking about a chacham. So nishal on darshin l'tzarach Shabbos b'Shabbos v'yamai leiva miyemer demizakik lechacham. So again, why could you have a taras adarim on Shabbos? Why don't you assume that you can't do it because it's totally out of mind? The person doesn't expect to find the chacham on Shabbos. So the Gemara says no. Hasam there's a substitute. If you can't do a taras adarim through a chacham, you can do it with three commoners, three hedyotos. So therefore, a person always knows that that's a possibility. So he's not maksa it from his mind. But over here, by bechor, ain't choice. You don't have a brera. You don't have a choice. You have to find the chacham. Therefore, since the only choice is a chacham, so therefore, it's considered mux. Rami le Abaye Rav Yosef. Abaye Rav Yosef mi amar Rav Shimon kafsa mutter l'taltala. I have a kasha, says Abaya. Because Rav Shimon says, kavsa, if the light gets extinguished, we said that's when Rav Shimon says you're allowed to move it. But while it's lit, right, we've always been assuming that while the candle is lit, even Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to move it. So the Gemara says, my time. Why not? Why can't you move the candle while it's lit? Ilema, I'm sorry. My time, Dilma b'had d'hanaka la kavsa. Are you worried that when you're moving it, it's going to go out? That's how we've always explained it. But 1 second, Hashemina leder Reb Shimon, Damar Davar Shimon Miskaven Mutter. We know Reb Shimon holds the other Reb Shimon that Davar Shimon Miskaven is Mutter. What's Davar Shimon Miskaven? When you do Malach Act A, which might or might not cause Act B, you're moving the candle. Act A, it might or might not cause Kibui. Reb Shimon Paskins Mutter in that case, right? That's Davar Shimon Miskaven. So the Tanya, as it says, Reb Shimon Amar Gor Adam Kisi Midas Safsol Uvashli Miskaven Lasos Chritz. Right? You could roll the bench as long as you don't have Kavana to make a Chritz. So therefore, what's the chassa? We've been saying all along the past couple of dafim, Reb Shimon allows you to move the candle after it goes out. Even while it's lit, you should be able to move it. Because it's a davar shein miskaven. So the Gemara says amazingly, the Gemara quotes at least this stage, kol eichad l'chi mechaven. Maybe there's a very huge limit on Shitas Reb Shimon that we've spoken about so many times. When you're involved in an act, that if you would have kavana, ika isura d'oraisa, kilo mechaven, gazer Reb Shimon midrabanan. Maybe Reb Shimon's Davar Shimon Miskaven Mutter doesn't apply when you're doing something that if you would have Kavana, it would be a Malacha Daraisa. Kol Hecha, when if you would have Kavana Daraisa, he would still Aser Mi Darabanan. Kol Hecha, the Kim Mechavi, Niki, Surah Darabanan, Kilo Mechavi, Shor Reb Shimon Lachad Chila. The only time that he matters Lachad Chila is when, if you would do it, but Kavana, it would be a Darabanan. So therefore, here, the Kibui would be a, why is it Mutter? Because the Kibui, why is it Aser? Because if the Kibui you would do it, it would be a Daraisa. So that's why he would say it's aser midrabanan. But the only time that he said it's aser, it's mutter to do a davar shein miskaven, is if you would have kavana to do it, it would be aser midrabanan. That is an amazing limit. We don't pass in this way, but it's an amazing limit of Shitas Reb Shimon. It's so Tosfos asked Banan Tosfos your question. What do you mean the kibui here is a drabanan also? Because it's not malach shesich legufa. What's kibui? That's daraisa. Where you want the wick. You want the wick burned. You want it so it's better to light. Tosfos says, in Ukin, Tosfos in Chinami. You have to be talking about that kind of case then. Tosfos says, in Chinami, the case that we must be talking about is that kind of case, which is Shricha Gufa. And he says, interesting, what does Tosfos say? Afo pisha zeha teretz dachoku. Even though I know this is a dachoku kimta, he says, what can I do? He says, first of all, the Gemara is going to reject this line anyway for a different reason, but that's the possibility. But interesting, the Ramban asks Tosfos question here and says, no, maybe there's a difference. There's an important line for Lamdas, a malacha shein sricha legufa. He says, but you kind of have a malacha shein sricha legufa, inherently it is a malacha d'oraisa. There's just a lack of kavana. It's not like a shinui. If you do an act with a klach or yad, that's a d'rabanan act. Malacha shein sricha legufa, inherently it is a malacha d'oraisa. There's a chisaron study that you're having a problem with your kavana, but inherently it's a malacha d'oraisa. That's by the way why we pass him. Malacha shein sricha legufa is a very chomer issa d'rabanan. Even let's say for a cholish in bosakana, we try to do other d'rabanans, not malacha shein sricha legufa, because that is first of all the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Malacha shein sricha legufa is chayev, but even according to Reb Shimon, it's still with this Ramban it helps us understand it because inherently it is a d'oraisa. You have a p'tur that it's d'rabanan. Meleches Machsheves, what seems to go against? You have to know how to apply the concept of Meleches Machsheves. Everybody agrees to Meleches Machsheves, but you have to know when it applies, when it doesn't apply. Rabbi Yehuda also holds the concept of Meleches Machsheves, but he obviously has a much more limited view of Meleches Machsheves. He says Meleches Yisrael is Chayiv. He says Davar Shein Miskaven is Aser. So you always have to know how to apply Meleches Machsheves. But at least at this stage, we have to stop. But at this stage, the Gemara assumed that Reb Shimon's sheet of Davar Shein Miskaven Mutter is only when you're involved in something that would be a Darabanan if you do it. Bekavana. But if it would be a Daraisa, even he would agree that it is even he would agree that it is Aser. The Gemara is about to reject this, but at least it's an amazing possibility. Today's shiur was Zecha Nishmas, Vega Rezel, Bas Menachem Manch.